This is HDN.
It is Thursday, and this is the Halifax Daily News with Jamie and Lisa.
Hey, want to get to the important stuff first?
Sure.
Just to let you know, the NSLC is going to be closed tomorrow, so this is your last chance to get your Good Friday booze to make sure it's a great Friday, because the NSLC will not open again until Saturday, and then they're closed again on Sunday.
Easter is one of those holidays that's very strange, because
Okay. Don't
you think? Because Friday you have off.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday you have off. And because people normally don't work on Sunday, they give them Monday off. But then there's that Saturday in between. And that's just like, that's like no man's, that's limbo. That's where you got to restock.
Saturday and, limbo day.
Yeah. It's between Good Friday and Easter Sunday. What do you do during that time?
Go to the NSLC.
I guess so. Don't you find it very strange though, the whole Easter thing? Some get Monday off. Others don't get Monday off.
Monday, I mean, that's just more of a bank holiday. That's just, you know, government schools, that sort of thing. I mean, I usually worked Easter Monday.
Yeah, but that goes back in the days where, you know, when we didn't work on a Sunday.
No, that's
so
true.
So people had to have a day off. But if you think about it, the actual religious holiday is Sunday.
Yes.
And the reason you get that time off is so you can go to church. Well, if you have Sunday off anyway, then you go to church and...
Okay.
So why then do people get Monday off? Because, well, we should get Monday off because, no, it that doesn't really make sense to me.
Just not covered in the Bible, Easter Monday. I don't see that anywhere in the Bible.
Yeah, and just the people going like, excuse me, we had Sunday off anyway, so we should have Monday off. I don't think Jesus said that when he was on the cross.
No.
It's like, hey, by the way, the you guys that showed up here, since it's Sunday anyway... You can take another day off.
Yeah.
Don't worry about me up here.
Just roll that stone back and come back tomorrow, okay? Oh, God. We've got a mystery couple in Halifax.
Oh?
If you walk past the public gardens Monday night or Tuesday morning, you may have noticed giant letters spelling out, "Will you marry me?" Now, the identity of the couple, still a mystery, but the posters seem to indicate that the woman's name is Samantha, and word on the street is that she said yes. But we know absolutely nothing about this couple. If you can fill in the blanks, why don't you visit our Facebook page, the Halifax Daily News, and drop us a line there.
And like us while you're there, too.
Yeah, exactly. Or you can head on over to the website, jamieandlisa.ca.
And speaking of that Facebook page, if you like us on Facebook, then whenever we post a new podcast, which is daily, Monday through Friday, you'll get notified on your Facebook.
Easy as that.
Yeah, you click on that and you can listen to us that way.
A bit of sad news about a local hero, Sonia Higgins, down Eastern Passageway. She has been... rescuing cats now for about a decade. She concentrates a lot in the Shearwater area, and she's been running the SCARS Rescue, the Sonia's Cat Animal Rescue Society.
Mm-hmm.
She takes in fosters all the time, and I mean, she's really been a champion for cat rescue in this city.
We've done work with her before.
We have indeed. Yeah. Well, Sonia has had to give up her cat rescue work for a little while at least.
Oh, why?
She's just been diagnosed with breast cancer and is preparing for treatment that could include surgery.
So, oh, Sonia, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's. She says that this hiatus is not permanent. But definitely she's going to have to downshift things a bit, and she has a handful of cats that are just awaiting adoption. So if you can get in touch with Sonia through SCARS, she'd love those kitties to go to their forever homes.
What's the most interesting way you could possibly ask a girl to prom?
When did that become such a huge thing? The pressure is on, I mean, mostly for guys, to the most... elaborate question asking scenario that they can.
It's like wedding proposals.
Exactly.
Same thing. You know what? I think the internet is doing that. I think YouTube is doing that. You know, you see a person with 3,500 choreographed dancers saying, "Will you marry me?" Just popping the ring out going, "Hey, honey, you want to get hitched?" It just doesn't cut it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they've raised the bar pretty high.
Hmm.
And now it's come down to asking a girl to prom.
Right.
How about getting Bryan Cranston as Heisenberg, also known as Walter White, from Breaking Bad, to ask for you? If you did that, it would sound like this.
If you don't go to the prom with Stefan, then maybe your best course of action would be to tread lightly.
Maddie, will you go to prom with me?
Now, that last voice you heard was that of Stefan Montana. Doesn't like to hear no for an answer, so when he ran into Bryan Cranston, instead of asking for a simple autograph, he decided to whip out his phone and get him on film.
It was like a selfie video
exactly.
of the two of them.
Exactly. He asked Bryan Cranston if he could help him with this, and Bryan, who's a player anyway, he just says yes to everything, said, what the heck? And so the video was posted. It has since gone viral.
And if you haven't seen it, get over to the website. We're going to post it there at jamieandlisa.ca. Check it out. It's short. That was the entire video, but it's what a great guy. I've heard nothing but great things about Bryan Cranston.
Oh, same here. One of the nicest guys you'll ever meet in
Just
Hollywood.
Just a sweetheart. Yeah.
In case you're wondering, the girl, Maddie, she said yes.
I wonder if Heisenberg is going to show up and just to make sure that things go well.
Seriously.
Oh, by the way, thank you very much for the Subway subs.
Oh,
yummy.
Yes,
where did
Yes. He used the magic gloves and he used them properly.
Well, just to explain, should I go through the magic gloves scenario?
Explain the magic gloves scenario.
Well, it was Anna Z who actually told me this. Okay. And by the way, never go to Subway with Anna Z. You'll go hungry.
because, she'll scare you.
Well, she actually saw this on TV. It was like Marketplace or
W5 or one of them.
One of those shows. And basically what they did is, think about it. If you cook food and your hand is in the dough and all of that stuff, you're washing your hands all the time because you don't want that yuck on it.
Sure.
Well, these commercial establishments, what they've done is they've given their employees gloves to wear because that all looks very antiseptic, you know, if they're wearing these gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, that backfires because what a lot of these employees do is they put the gloves on and because they don't feel the grossness on their hands, they just continue to work in the kitchen. So if you go into, say, Subway, I'm sure a lot of other places as well, but a lot of these people put the gloves on and will start making your sandwich. And then they'll go and open the microwave door with the gloves on.
But presumably the microwave has always been opened by somebody wearing gloves.
Wearing gloves, but with all the food that they've just prepared on somebody else's sandwich, you know.
I see where you're going.
And then once that sits there on the handle of the microwave for a while, that's when the bacteria can accumulate.
Mm-hmm.
So they're using that. I've seen people come out of the bathroom with their magic gloves still on, and then they go back to preparing food.
Okay, no.
I've seen people wiping down the counters with cleanser. Yes, it's antibacterial cleanser, but do you really want that in your food?
Wow.
And it's human nature, because if you can't feel it, if your hands are all nice and clean inside those gloves, you just assume that the world is all nice and clean. But watch it. Next time you go in there, watch what these people do.
Mm-hmm.
What they're supposed to do is change the gloves every single sandwich.
Yes, that's what this guy did. That's what this guy did.
Well, good. Well, which Subway was that then?
Subway Bedford Highway next to the Toronto Dominion Bank.
Big round of applause for that person there. No, well done. That's the way it's supposed to be done. But in this expose, they actually talked to managers who told their employees to use the gloves sparingly. You know, because that's a bit of a cost. So it's like, if you can use them sparingly, you really shouldn't. I mean, you shouldn't actually pick up a knife, because even the handle of the knife is covered with bacteria if somebody else uses it.
Oh, God.
But I've seen people making subs before and then cleaning up the counter and then, you know, putting all the, taking the garbage out, doing all of that stuff with these gloves
still on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what they call them, the magic glove syndrome. So when Anna and I went into one particular Subway, she's going, look at the magic gloves. Say something. And of course, I don't like doing that. She'll stand up and say it. One thing about Anna, she's got a lot of guts when it comes to that. And, I've seen people wipe the knives on their aprons and stuff to clean it off. And it's just, some of these practices, if you don't take the time to notice what they're doing, you don't care or you don't, you know, even notice it. But once that's in your mind, and trust me, now I've mentioned magic gloves to you, it will be in your mind next time you're in there. It can really turn the stomach. So that's why I always ask you if you check to see if they fell into the magic glove syndrome.
No, it was all good. Question for you. When I get hungry, do I become a bitch?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I answer that? No, honey. Why? Put it this way. Lisa's family used to call her Three Squares.
Yes, that's right.
Because if she didn't have her three square meals a day, she turned into A bit of a Neanderthal. Well, a bitch. Okay.
A Neanderthal. Well, you know what? There is now science to back that up. Low blood sugar can make spouses touchy, according to new research. In fact, it can make them what's known as hangry, which is a combination of hungry and angry. Truth?
Hangry.
Hangry. It's that sounds a new like phrase.
A new phrase invented in Newfoundland. She's hangry at you, bye.
Yes. Well, there's science to back it up. Apparently, we need glucose for self-control. And then anger is the emotion that most people have difficulty controlling. So when our blood sugar levels drop, our ability to control our anger just kind of, you know.
So you need glucose for control, for self-control.
For self-control.
So rather than taking a cold shower, just have a shot of glucose then. Is that? What? That's what girls are going to be saying to the guys. Hey, buddy, go have some glucose.
I love how they tested this. Researchers studied 107 married couples for 3 weeks. Each night, they measured their levels of blood sugar glucose and asked each participant to stick pins in a voodoo doll representing his or her spouse. That's how they measured the level of aggressive feelings. God, three people put all 51 pins at one time. Get that woman a Snickers bar.
Yeah, give her some glucose.
Oh, that's hilarious. So there you go. The next time that you're feeling like you want to plow your spouse into the middle of next week, plow a Snickers bar into his face instead.
And one more time, I want to talk about tomorrow because we are turning Good Friday into Great Friday. We have a contest. It's the first and hopefully annual Jamie and Lisa Easter egg hunt.
Okay.
And we're going to give you a bit of a quiz on tomorrow's podcast. And all the answers can be found in our past podcasts.
That's now, right.
We've been doing this for almost a month now. So it's not like you have to go back 10 years things.
It's not just like a vast archive to go after.
Yeah. Just take the weekend. And hopefully, if you've been listening, you'll know the answers to all of these anyway. Hmm. But some of the prizes, old radio station memorabilia.
I can't believe it.
From jackets to pens to coffee mugs.
Lunch bags. You name it. We've got it.
Yeah. We've got all sorts of stuff like that. So it could be yours. A lot of people showing a lot of interest. Actually, had a couple of people from Edmonton asking about radio station paraphernalia, memorabilia, because I used to be on radio there. And so I have a few old Edmonton jackets and things, too. We might dig those out if the moths haven't eaten them yet.
Exactly. All right. So how many questions are we going to offer up tomorrow?
I don't know. As many as we do. We're going to start working on them now. We'll have them tomorrow. And the neat thing about a podcast, though, is you don't have to listen, be quiet, here comes the question, because you can always just, go back and listen to the question again. Take your time. It'll be fun. So it'll be like a little quiz, which reminds me of something a teacher said when I was in high school. And it always amused me. Somebody complained, "This quiz is too hard." And he goes, "Oh, you think my little quizzy is hard? Wait till you try one of my big testies."
You have to reach so far for that.
That was a true story, though. Well,
is
you know
it really?
What? Well, you know what? It was a true story because the teacher was named, but I wasn't there in the class. So that could have been one of those urban myths that circulate.
I'm thinking so.
Well, yeah. But if you think or maybe he was the kind of teacher that probably would have said it knowing full well what he was saying and then going, oops, dude, that was horrible.
I dare not say that.
Oh, I said testes in a class. Okay, that's it. So make sure you get tomorrow's podcast. Tell your friends and your neighbors, everybody. You could win all sorts of neat things. And I don't know how much of this we're going to give away. We might even give people their choice. We'll
come up with something.
Yeah, we'll get our answers and we'll announce winners on Monday. Easter Monday for a lot of you. Yeah, so don't miss the big Easter egg hunt. And we'll do that tomorrow.
Until then.